It's time for overtime.
You ready?
No!
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
Jamal Shedd down to nine. Shedd on the bounce. Shedd the blow by. Shedd driving to the hoop. Underneath for Robert. Two-hand slam!
Hear from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Welcome in to a beautiful Wednesday edition of Overtime. I'm your host, Burt Ramin. You got your wish, Vikings fans. Adam Thielen, the Minnesota boy coming home. Detroit Lakes native, a star at Mankato, star in Minneapolis. Went to the Carolina Panthers a couple years ago, put together a couple good seasons. And the offseason flirtation has led to a reunion, a new marriage, a second chapter for the Minnesota Vikings and Adam Thielen as of yesterday into today. If you're looking at the trade compensation and you're scratching your head saying, what the heck does that all mean? I will save you the math. Unbiased math. They have points assigned to picks out there. So for those of you that are nerdy like me, you dive into this stuff, and the Minnesota Vikings essentially gave up what aggregates to a fourth round pick this year in exchange for Adam Thielen. There were four picks involved, Thielen involved. He's coming back to Minnesota. He will be a big part of this offense. And we'll ask Dustin Baker tomorrow what he thinks. Who this affects the most positively is J.J. McCarthy. Who it affects the most negatively, you look at Jalen Naylor. You look at Jordan Addison. You look at their progression as players, where they could fit in the future. Jordan Addison coming in year number three. This is a big year for him, and he's going to start the year on the shelf for three games. Might not have as big a statistical season ahead of him, beginning to negotiate his new contract to potentially stay in Minnesota. But regardless, this is a really good get for an offense that needed a little juice at the wide receiver three spot, a little health, a little experience, and another cozy, comfy, security weighted blanket it there for J.J. McCarthy. T.J. Hockenson, already that guy. Justin Jefferson, chuck it up. He'll catch it. And you get Adam Thielen, a guy who, at this age, is not an elite separator. He's not an elite catcher of the football, but he is rock solid and really darn good at finding the open holes in a defense. And we saw that in Charlotte over the last couple of years. Injuries plagued him last season. He's going to be back in Minnesota, and that is a really good get for Viking fans. So, yes, I'm saying it's okay. From your resident Packer fan, it's okay for Viking fans to be fired up and excited. Personally, I hope the Panthers would have robbed the Vikings a little more. But our buddy Thor Nystrom said, little bit of a pricey exchange, what aggregates out to a fourth-round pick for Adam Thielen. But regardless, yesterday you didn't have a wide receiver three, a veteran wide receiver three on the roster to make you feel nice and comfy and cozy for the early portion of the season. And now you do, and it costs you a fourth-round pick. And oh, yeah, Vikings are going to get gifted one of those via the compensatory pick formula for the loss of Daniel Jones, a dude who never took any significant snaps for the team. So Kwesi Adofo-Mensah doing it again, masterclass in just about every facet of the job other than the NFL draft. We'll save that judgment. We'll introduce you to the Packers and Vikings rosters later on in the show today as we're just now getting underway. Packer fans, by the way, if you were up on social media last night and you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers, you know where I'm going to go here. There is a rumor and a lot of different rumors swirling about the Green Bay Packers trading for Micah Parsons. And how real is it? Probably not. Is there an offer out there from Green Bay? It sounds like there is. But to be frank and honest, it's probably not the only one league-wide. We'll dive into that rumor, what it means, what it could mean for the Green Bay Packers if they happen to pull that off for one of the best defensive players in the NFL that is still young and spry, although a back injury and a little sleepy on the sidelines these days in Dallas. Micah Parsons, not likely to get a deal done in Dallas, at least imminently. At least that's the feeling. Could he end up in Green Bay or traded anywhere in the weeks to come ahead of the NFL season? In studio, coming up in about 20 minutes, all things Augustana football. Coach OJ will be rolling up, hopefully with a few players, few captains for the Augustana Viking football program here in about 15 minutes. Very excited to preview that season. Augie will open up the year on Saturday, home to Missouri Western. The Griffins come to town, 1 o'clock start time. More information, preview, your tickets, and everything you need to know about this year's Augustana Viking football team at GoAugie.com. We'll test your wits with the identity crisis in the original Pancake House coming up at the middle of hour number one, the bottom of hour number one. We'll call it 11:35, 11:40-ish with a former NFL football player on my mind and a very intriguing scenario in the middle of this player's career that has long since been over, but something that really surprised me so much so, I had to text some friends about this player and say, did you guys remember this happening back in 2004? That's all I'm going to give you right now surrounding today's identity crisis presented by the original Pancake House. NFL Nuggets, more on the compensation and the impact of Adam Thielen coming back to the Minnesota Vikings around 11:45. Hour two, headlines and highlights, College Football Thursday preview. That's tomorrow. We got the Huskers in action. We got the Gophers in action. And the USF Cougars will battle Black Hill State out in Spearfish. All of that coming up tomorrow. We've made it, people. Big breath, big deep breath, smile on your face. The sky is blue and bright and sunny outside. A lot to be thankful about as we enter the swan song of the month of August and open up the great, beautiful, fantastic 2025 college and pro football seasons. Latest from the NFL, a season preview for the best team and the most historically dominant franchise in the NFL's history, the Green Bay Packers. Coming up at about 12:30 this afternoon. I know a lot of Viking fans are turning down their radio right now. You'll want to tune in though. Meet a little bit more about your mortal enemy, the Packers, coming up at 12:30. And we finish up today's show with the good, the bad, and the ugly, including a hopeful injury update on Indiana Fever star Iowa alum Caitlin Clark. Let's dive right in. Major League Baseball Finals. Tampa was blanked in Cleveland yesterday, 3-0. Minnesota gets a 7-5 win, and Matt Wallner knows something that's been true for a long time. Chicks dig the long ball.
Pitch on the way, swung on and hit high in the air. Right center field. Does it have the distance, base of the wall? You bet it does! Home run, Matt Wallner, and the Twins lead 7-4.
Wallner swinging the hottest bat lately. That was in the top of the ninth. Minnesota slams the door. 7-5 winners. That's win number 60 on the season. 60-72, the new record. Michael Tonkin with the win. Rocco Baldelli on his team bouncing back.
We stayed at it really well. We had guys that did things earlier in the game. They didn't let it bother them and drag them down in any way. And then they come through late in the game for us. And we had multiple guys do that. It was great that we pressed on, and no matter what happens, you're always in the game. You always have the ability to do something, make plays and win. And we felt that today. We had some guys come up huge late in the game. That was so enjoyable to watch. That was some great baseball.
Twins manager Rocco Baldelli. Minnesota 60-72. They got the Blue Jays coming up for game three of the series tonight. Other finals, Arizona loses in a close one in Milwaukee, 9-8. The Brewers are 83-50. Other finals, Kansas City over the White Sox, 5-4. Pittsburgh over St. Louis, 8-3. Rockies over the Astros, 6-1. That's win number 38 on the season for the Bronx Stars. Blake Street Bombers in Denver. Elsewhere, Cubbies lose in San Francisco, 5-2. And Detroit loses in extras to the West Sacramento-based Athletics, 7-6. The final in 10 innings. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, Rays at Guardians 12-10. Twins and the Blue Jays tussle at 6:07. Pregame coverage 5:30 right here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Diamondbacks at Brewers, Royals at White Sox, Cardinals home to the Pirates, Rockies visiting the Astros, Cubs at Giants, Tigers at the A's. The nightcap tonight. NFL regular season just over 1 week away. Cowboys and Eagles. Will Micah Parsons be in the lineup? We're not so sure. We'll see. 720 on NBC. Philly is a 6.5-point favorite in the game. Friday night next week, Chiefs and Chargers from Brazil. 7 o'clock on YouTube. Kansas City, 3.5-point favorite. We've seen a little bit of a trimming of the spread. The biggest spread of week one is in Denver, where the Broncos and their Super Bowl caliber defense face off and host rookie quarterback Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. That spread was 8.5. It's now 7.5 in favor of Denver. 3:05 next Sunday on Fox. Lions at the Packers. 3:25 on CBS. Coverage here on ESPN Sioux Falls will begin at 3:00. Green Bay is a 1.5-point favorite in that game. And Monday Night Football of week one. This will be 2 weeks from Monday. 1 week from next Monday, as it'll be Vikings at Bears. It'll be Sunday, September the 8th. In between the two, Minnesota 1.5-point favorite on the road at Soldier Field in Chicago. We promised you juice. We promised you drama. We promised you ridiculous, rampant, and irresponsible speculation. Here we go. Former Green Bay Packer left tackle Brian Bulaga. Brian Bulaga, Iowa, had this to say on ESPN Milwaukee this morning about a potential trade for Dallas Cowboys linebacker, edge rusher, do-it-all playmaker Micah Parsons, and if it would be realistic and what it would do for Green Bay this year. Here's this from ESPN Milwaukee.
If this gets done, right, if it gets done, like, enormous, like, I wouldn't believe it until, like, I see him there next to Goody and LaFleur at 1265, actually.
Yep.
It would change the outlook of this team tremendously. What one guy can do on a defensive side of the ball is pretty immense. Like, and from that pass rushing position, we talked about it when there was the Myles Garrett rumors and things like that. It's pretty immense what one guy can do. And this guy's special. And he's young. And he can do multiple things. He can play the linebacker position, so to speak, right? Stand up. And he obviously can put his hand in the dirt. Like, he can do a bunch of different things. And Halfley's super creative. So this would be an unbelievable get if it does come to fruition.
And I really frankly don't care what the Packers give up for Micah Parsons, because think of it this way, Packer fans or Packer haters out there, if you want to think about it from a first-round pick or two first-round picks, if they get Micah Parsons, the Packers are going to be a really good team. They're going to be a playoff team. These first-rounders will be 20th to 32nd, hopefully 32nd in the first round. That is absolutely worth the price to pay for Micah Parsons, a dude who's going to come in and be an all-pro on your defense. I don't care about how many first-round picks it is or the price tag around Micah Parsons. You get the job done if Jerry Jones is willing to negotiate, not from his napkin, but from his telephone. Maybe that's possible here from Dallas for the Green Bay Packers to be the team to get Micah Parsons and facilitate a trade. It is a pie in the sky, but it's a pie that I'm looking at and salivating over right now on this Wednesday, August 27th. We'll wait and see if the Packers can get that done. Again, Green Bay home to Detroit, season opener next Sunday. Packers a 1.5-point favorite. That audio clip, Brian Bulaga appearing today on ESPN Milwaukee. Let's round out the scorecard. We got some in-studio guests to get to here in a moment. NASCAR race, first race of the NASCAR postseason, Sunday, 5 o'clock on USA TV. Race will be at Darlington. WNBA basketball, Indiana all over Seattle, 95-75 last night. Aaliyah Boston still without her running mate in Caitlin Clark. She was great last night, 27 points and 9 boards. Phoenix beats up on LA, 92-84. Mercury are 23-14. Tonight in the WNBA, Aces at the Dream, 6:30, Sun at the Wings, a 7 o'clock go time, and college football returns in earnest tomorrow. Not week zero, week one action. USF will be out in Spearfish battling Black Hills State. That's a 7 o'clock kick time. Buffalo in town to visit Minnesota, 7 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Gophers increasing their spread there. Was 15.5 up to 17.5, the line there at ESPN Bet. Nebraska and Cincinnati. It's a neutral site, but not much of a neutral site down at Arrowhead Stadium. Nebraska, 6.5-point favorite against the Bearcats, 8 o'clock tomorrow night on ESPN. And on Saturday, the Missouri Western Griffins roll into town to take on the Augustana Vikings, 1 o'clock kick time. Listen to pregame coverage, half-hour show with Jeff Filling back behind the mic, 100.1 FM KXRB on Saturday, 12:30, kickoff 1 o'clock. USD at Iowa State, 2:30 on Fox. Albany visiting Iowa, 5 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. And Sacramento State at South Dakota State, battle of ranked teams in the FCS. That's a 6 o'clock go time
from Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium. Before we call it a segment, call it a scoreboard here, let's hear about one of the biggest games of the weekend. It's going to be Texas in Columbus battling Ohio State. Here's a lot of expectations around Arch Manning. Here's what he had to say about the target being on his team. But he says, not so fast, my friend.
I mean, I think that's all of us at Texas. And I think we kind of try to shift the narrative. We're going for everyone else. Target's not on our back. We have the red dot on everyone else.
And really big expectations around Texas. I told you yesterday, I like the Longhorns in a moderate upset in that one. That spread hanging around 2 points in favor of the Buckeyes. Technically, new quarterbacks at both schools. Arch Manning taking over the reins in Austin. And we'll see Julian Sayin over Lincoln Keenholz as the starting quarterback in Columbus for the Buckeyes. We got in-studio guests to get to. All things Augustana football around the corner. Pair of team captains in studio. And the coach, Jerry Olszewski, joining us now in the studio as well. We take a break, come back with more of Overtime on a Wednesday after this on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader.
Stream us online, stream us on the app. Streaming now, Overtime with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls Sports Leader.
We are just getting off the ground on this middle of the week edition of Overtime, Wednesday, August 27th. Tomorrow, Thursday, the 28th, we'll see three area teams in action. USF in Spearfish against Black Hills State, Buffalo visiting Minnesota, Nebraska and Cincinnati tussling at Arrowhead Stadium down in Kansas City. That last game, 8 o'clock on ESPN. Huskers are a 6.5-point favorite in the game. One of our favorites, frankly, our favorite, Augustana Viking football in town right now, in studio right now, head coach Jerry Olszewski joining us, wide receiver Isaiah Huber, defensive lineman Grady Sherman joining us in studio. Always great to talk Aggie football. Let's go over to the coach first things first. Always great to see you. Appreciate the new lid for the studio as well. How the heck's the offseason treated you, coach?
It's been a great offseason. Great to see you, Bert,
yep.
First.
Appreciate it.
You do such a great job. It's been a really good offseason. You know, we had a great recruiting cycle. Coming off a couple of really nice years, winning the conference, you know, that helps in the recruiting process. I think that we have brought in a really, really talented freshman class that is competing already with what we're doing. And then leaning in on our upperclassmen like Grady and Isaiah to really teach, because there's a lot of new faces. I mean, we got 22 guys on our two deep that are no longer with us through graduation. And those guys played a lot of snaps, won a lot of games. But the good thing is, you know, we got some returning all-conference, you know, really high-performing guys that are leading the way. And I think that spring ball was very productive. We got a new offensive coordinator. I got three new offensive coaches. Some guys got Division I opportunities and left us. You know, and that's an Isaiah thing. But I think at the end of the day, having your quarterback back is a huge plus. And Gunnar Hensley is, in my opinion, one of the better ones, you know, around the country. That helped us and get our feet underneath us with Coach Loudenbach and his system. So defensively, we replaced a whole bunch. But through the spring, I think we got a lot of reps. We went and had a scrimmage against Southwest State. I think that helped us, too, with some guys. But to be honest with you, I was so impressed. We had 70 guys stay this summer, and they committed to it. 5:30 a.m. lifts, and that brotherhood was formed pretty strong. It's been a good fall camp for us, and now we need a game.
And certainly you do. You'll get one coming up on Saturday. You can listen to Aggie football. If you're not going to make it out in person, you can listen to Aggie football all season long right down the hall. 100.1 FM KXRB. Aggie football starting out the season Saturday, 1 o'clock start time. Missouri Western, the opponent. You mentioned turnover on the roster, some turnover on the coaching staff, but the success every single year feels like it's been sustained. Credit to the culture, credit to the staff, credit to you, coach. What do you think is in that secret sauce here in Sioux Falls that has made this program so consistently good to great every year?
Yeah, great people make great teams. I think we bring in the right young men. I think our staff are very good teachers of the game, and we care. You know, and we have a saying in our building that players and plans change, expectations do not. I don't think we're ever in a reload phase, you know, or a rebuild phase, I should say. I think we're just reloading. Some of the names that were really big players for us last year, nobody knew those names 3 years ago. And it's just the next guy up is a mentality. We play deep, and we always have. We play pretty deep on both sides of the ball, significantly on defense, where we'll play 25 to 28 guys a game. We don't want that biggest snap of the career coming on the biggest play of the game, you know, as their first one. So I think that's a testament to just our belief and our culture and then the expectations. The kids have them. You know, I'm done playing games. Mm-hmm. I just put them in a spot to be successful and trust them they're going to go get it done and love them in their effort in doing so.
Augustana football opening up the season on Saturday. Missouri Western, the opponent. You can grab your tickets, look at the whole schedule, meet the roster, and a little bit more on the team. GoAugie.com, the place to go. Head coach Jerry Olszewski, our guest right now. You brought in two of your four team captains into the studio. Introduce these two in a second, but talk to us about just the four in general. Why those four, two on offense, two on defense, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And then introduce these two in studio to me.
Yeah, you bet. So we let our team decide captains. Sometimes I'll add one mm-hmm. Or two, but we truly do a team vote, freshmen included, on the vote at the end of spring. And so we have it going into summer. And I got to be honest with you, I'm so impressed with how our players look at leadership. It's not always the greatest player, but in many cases, when your best player is your hardest worker and your best leader, you got a chance every year. And I think our kids have done a wonderful job with that, of just identifying. This year, offensively, it'll be, you know, the people who aren't here. Gunnar Hensley, our quarterback, will be a junior captain for us. And then the other defensive captain, not with us today, is Logan Leonard, who's taken a lot of snaps for us at free safety. Both of them lead completely different. Logan's more of a quiet by action leader. Gunner is a little more, you know, get in your face, intense, but also calm in the moment when he needs to. And then I'm added, you know, in here with Isaiah Huber, who's had a tremendous career already, not only in the special teams game, but as an explosive offensive threat for us at wide receiver from Rochester, Minnesota. And he's joined by our defensive end, and both of them are multi all conference players, Grady Sherman. From Viberg Hurley, right down the road here. So just blessed by those two, their ability and their leadership. I'd say all of them lead by example more than words.
And certainly a great pair of players here in studio, Grady Sherman, Isaiah Huber. We'll talk to Grady first, right down the road, Viberg Hurley High School, Viberg, South Dakota native. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I'm excited to talk to you guys, get to know some of the faces underneath these sweet lids here at Augustana. Talk to me about your time here in Sioux Falls, your growth as a player, as a person, and how excited you are to get things rolling on Saturday.
Yeah, coming into Augie, it was close to home, so it was good to be close to family and be able to have your family come to a lot of games and stuff. And I've been absolutely blessed coming to Augie with OJ, who's been is one of the best coaches in the country, and it's just really a family in the locker room, and I couldn't ask for a better experience over the last 5 years.
Let's talk to me about the defense a little bit in terms of the expectations, the nastiness. You want your defensive line and your teammates to have that trust, but also you want that edge. You want that the physicality, the competitiveness. Talk to me about the D-line in particular and then the defense as a whole. What stands out about this year's team?
Yeah, I'd say first with the D-line, it's really a gritty position. It's not always going to work out great. It's not always going to look pretty, but at the end of the day, you got to keep fighting and clawing, and you got to make plays and fit it up well. And that's going into defense as a whole. It's a lot of doing your job. Everybody's liable for a gap. Everybody's liable for a guy. And if everybody's doing their job, then we're in a good spot.
We're talking with defensive lineman Grady Sherman, Viberg Hurley, high school alum, Viberg native here, Augustana football, the topic of focus here on this Wednesday edition of Overtime. Grady, when it comes to you personally as a player, where have you really grown? Because you talk about D-line, you talk about hands and feet and that ability to anchor if you're inside, outside. Where do you think you've really grown as a player over the last few years here at Augie?
Well, I'd say it all goes to Kelly Skolton. He's the absolute great coach, and he's taught me absolutely everything coming from Viberg, a nine man school. You don't have a lot of attributes a lot of guys do. You're pretty raw coming into it. So just taking in, soaking in everything from the older guys to Coach Skolton, and just working hard, putting your head down and seeing where it comes out.
And lastly for you, Grady, just the honor of being a team captain can't be lost on you in terms of the respect given to you from your teammates, from the program, from the coach. Even the coach said, occasionally I'll throw one in there. Great stuff to be named a team captain. What does it mean to you to anchor this team and be counted on as a leader this year?
Oh, it's a great honor. I mean, you look at the guys who were captains before us, and they're great people, and it's a huge honor to be a captain of a team, let alone Augustana football. And I'm excited to get to lead this team, and I'm excited to see what we can do, because some people think that maybe we'll lose a half a step, and some people think we'll take a step back, but I'm ready to just roll the ball out and play, and We'll see what happens.
And we certainly will. Coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock kick time against the Missouri Western Griffins. 1 o'clock start. You can listen to the game. If you can't make it out in person, grab your tickets, GoWalkie.com. If you can't make it out in person, listen to the radio call. Jeff Filling on the call, 100.1 FM KXRB. Before we go to Isaiah Huber, Coach, I got to ask you this. Back when you were in college, did you assemble as cool of a mustache as Isaiah's got on him right now?
Never. Not until both.
I'm still working on
COVID. Mine was solid. Mine was better than Isaiah's during COVID. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But Miss Dina didn't have a lot of love for that, so it shaved off as soon as COVID was done. But Isaiah's got a nice mustache going.
Hey, we got it rolling. More impressive than yours truly. Turned 35 a couple weeks ago. Still can't grow anything that cool. Isaiah, let's talk about your football game and your experience here at Augie as well. Just what has gone so right for you to kind of grow? Because you get into a college situation these days. Obviously, you as a player, they bring you in to do certain things and to grow and be a playmaker. But you're also looking for what the school can give you. What do you think Augie's given you over the last couple of years here in Sioux Falls?
Augustana has honestly given me more than I can ever ask for. Obviously, a great football career that I'm truly blessed to have. And along with football comes the family of the team, all the players, all the coaches, the relationships I've built on the field, off the field. And then in the classroom, too, you got the faculty on campus that just do a great job of pushing you forward, setting me up for life. You know, football's not a lifetime deal. It's right now, and I have to look forward for the rest of my life. And Augustana is doing a great job doing that. I've met some amazing people on campus too, not including the football team. So just the relationships that have come through Augie, the football, the academics, it's all been amazing.
Big season ahead for Augustana Viking football. Isaiah Huber, wide receiver, joining us now on the mic, as well as head coach Jerry Olszewski, defensive lineman Grady Sherman. Isaiah, let's talk a little bit about the receiving core in particular. You guys are kind of a menace these days in the NSIC, the versatility, the number of different weapons offensively. How do you chalk up the group and the strengths of this year's receiving core? You can throw those big, beefy tight ends in there also if you want to.
Absolutely, yeah. We got skill all over the place. We got fast guys, shorter guys that are quick. We got tall guys that can jump up high. We got it all, you know. It's a very sound group. I'm really excited. There's a lot of guys that some people haven't heard about quite yet that are going to get a chance to show what they can do on Saturdays, and it's going to be special. One of our tight ends, Clayton Sadler, has been having an unreal camp. He's from the T area, so I'm sure some local people know him. He's a menace. He's huge. He catches literally within a mile radius of himself. So he's having a great camp. And then we got some other guys that haven't made a name for themselves quite yet that are going to. So you're going to hear a lot about them this fall.
Let's talk quarterback. Every QB is different, both in playing style, arm strength, accuracy, what's going on, competitiveness in between the years. Talk to me about Gunnar Hensley. What makes him special? What's it like being on the end of a fastball from him as opposed to other quarterbacks you played with?
Yeah, no, honestly, he's perfect for our offense. He's athletic. He can do it all. He can throw it. He can run. He can lower the shoulder if he wants to, but he's also very smart. You know, he's got plenty of ideas for our offense. He's always talking to me about what I think. He's open to everything. So the combination of his skills on the field with his brain, it's just a perfect combination. And then on top of that, he's a great person, too. You know, he's awesome to be around in the locker room, off the field, in the classroom, on campus. People love him. Yeah, he's great to have on this team.
Isaiah Huber's our guest, wide receiver, senior wide receiver here, Minnesota native for Augustana Viking football. Lastly for you, Isaiah, just in terms of this season, what's ahead? Individual goals. The team has a big goal, and we know that. Win the NSIC, go into the playoff dance, win a bunch of games, compete for a national title. You personally, where do you want to be come season end in terms of personal growth as a player as well? What do you need to focus on this year, and what do you want to get to?
I don't really have any like specific numbers that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I would mainly want to just do better than I did last year. Yards, catches, touchdowns, stuff like that. Just take one step further, have a better senior year than I did a junior year. And then when it comes to special teams, being a returner on punt and kick, I need to get in the end zone. Last year we had one get called back against USF, which was a bummer. And it's a big year for special teams. We got to get in the end zone. We got to celebrate there. So that's probably the biggest goal there.
I'm going to ask you a follow-up here. Punt return man, the nerves required to be in that position are pretty big, especially we're in South Dakota. Let's be real. It's windy. It's yucky. It's nasty. It's rainy. It's snowy. As the season moves along and you're playing at places like Minot and playing at places like UMary or Mankato, That's a stressful gig. Yeah. Talk to me about what goes through your head when that ball is popped up into the air. You watch the trajectory of the football. That's important, how it drifts in the rain and the snow and the wind. Take me through that thought process and the nerves, which I'm sure for you is second nature at this point.
Yeah, well, at first, when I first started doing punt return in college, I was pretty nervous. It's a nerve-wracking thing. Everyone's watching you. And a lot of times it's for a very important part of the game, too. But at this point, I honestly love it. I get excited for it. I don't get nervous at all. We've drilled it so many times. I've caught a million punts before and after practice. And I'm at the point now where I get excited to go out there. And I just pretend that I'm out there by myself. You know, if I catch it and I have space, then it's just backyard football and it's a good time. And then if I can tell that there's going to be a lot of people out like in my face, then I just pretend no one else is there. I just wave my hand for a catch it and just pretend like I'm the only one out there. So just second nature at this point.
Go-to move for you. You make the catch. You secure it. You're looking at the guys across from you. You're setting up the chessboard. Are you a stop juke? Are you a full-on shimmy shake? Do you got the spin move in your arsenal? What's the go-to for that first defender you meet?
Honestly, it kind of depends on the situation, but usually it's just get vertical right away. Mm-hmm. In a lot of the situations, I honestly just kind of black out, and it just kind of happens on its own. But, yeah, usually it's just getting vertical. Sometimes you got to sidestep a guy, but, yeah, just usually using my speed to take advantage of other players.
Augustana Viking football in studio with us, head coach Jerry Olszewski, wide receiver, senior wide receiver Isaiah Huber, and defensive lineman and Viberg, South Dakota native Grady Sherman in studio. Back to coach now. Let's talk about the NSIC. Why don't we? Because that is a very scary conference every single year. You guys are picked second behind Mankato. The beef, the rivalry is very rich and has a lot of great history between the two teams. But let's talk about top to bottom. Scary league again. Fun league to be a part of, I'm sure.
Yeah, it always is. I want to back up for a second and just share how selfless and how much humility these guys have. Mm-hmm. They're really great football players.
Absolutely.
They come off just who they are, humble and appreciative. Our league is going to be good again. Mankato made a good run last year in the postseason and was happy to see that as they beat us in the first round. Mm-hmm. And, we want our league to succeed. We move into a different region this year. We now move into the toughest region in the country, where the three out of the four national championships have come from, and they've played in the last four. So with the GLIAC and some others, getting them through our league is no joke. The way the schedule plays out sometimes is better in your favor. I like our schedule this year. The preseason coaches poll and media poll always is based off the previous year.
Yep.
With the transfer portal the way it is now, there are so many teams that change their roster over. And to be honest with you, it takes two games as a coach. And I watch a lot of film. I was just telling these guys, the things that I see, I've been doing this for a minute. You don't see that until game two, game three out of people in a lot of ways of these new players and how they're using them and everything else. So the preseason coaches poll is one thing. I think Mankato is a team that brings back a lot of players. USF brings back a lot of players from a good football team. Duluth brings back a lot of players from a good football team. Morehead's always dangerous, especially early in the year when their health is good, just by the style of what they do. The bottom half traditionally has gotten better. Minot is an incredibly competitive football team.
And a frustrating team to play.
What they do really well. And if you don't play well, you're going to be in a bad situation at the end of the third quarter. that's just the reality of it. So you got to show up every Saturday. It's a great league. It's represented ourselves well in the national scene. I'm proud that we're now a consistent top 25 team at Augustana. But you're only as good as your last game, and the most important game of the year is your next one. That's just what our guys know that. We talk about it all the time. You don't live in the rearview mirror, live through the windshield. And, we open up with a really good Missouri Western team who returns a ton of talent and players that shoot seven of their losses came by an average of 7.1 1-point games a game last year. And Northern Oklahoma, I think, is third in the country ranked right now, and they played them to an overtime game. So we got our hands full with week one, and we're 100% focused on that. As the league goes, I like our schedule. I like that we're home for the first two. We can play some younger guys, some depth, and get our guys their sea legs. And then as the schedule goes, it gets more challenging as we go. And that'll be a great test for our football team and our depth and development of this football team. I like what we got. We just got to go do it.
Augustana Vikings in action coming up this weekend. Missouri Western, the opponent, 1 o'clock start time. Listen all year long down the hallway, 100.1 FM KXRB. Vikings again, the schedule looks like it makes a good amount of sense here, especially late in the year. You're not going too far north. The furthest north you go, I guess, would be Marshall late in the season. A couple home games and then Wayne State in the regular season finale. You can listen to Coach OJ here on the show every single Wednesday in season at 11:20. Blast to have you guys in studio. Before we say die, though, let's talk a little bit more about the Griffins. Give me a little scout, a preview, and a key to the game, Coach.
Yeah, like I said, they have a lot of depth returning, and they were a very, very, very competitive football team last year. Just like our conference ranking goes in preseason, they're ranked seventh by their coaches. I think that's a we'll see how it plays out. But there's a lot of new coaches in that league this year. So Coach Fenwick's back. He's a good ball coach. He's had success where he's been. And generally speaking, after year two is when his success happens. That's why I scheduled him. I thought we needed a test like this early. Regardless of what we got coming back, I thought it'd be a good test for us. And that league, you know, kind of thinks they're the big bad boys on the block. So it'll be a good physical test, much like South Dakota State was for us last year, to kind of set the tone for our football team to gain some confidence and understand that, you know, we're pretty dang good and you got to line up and show it, not talk about it. So I think Missouri Western is going to be a good challenge that way. They have 11 starters offensively that played in more than four games last year returning. So offensively, they're going to be hitting on a lot of cylinders. They play three different quarterbacks pretty consistently, which is unique. But there's no rhyme or reason to why and when they put them in. Kind of the same player, Grady, right? I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference between them. It's not like they're putting a guy in to run the ball, another guy to throw it. So I think that's a challenge in itself. Very athletic football team, and they play hard. Like, they're physical. Defensively, they're an odd front. They move 78% of the snaps in some sort of movement. And then when you get to a situation where you're threatening and starting to move the ball a little bit, they turn up the pressure a lot more. And if they got you pinned back and they want to create field position, we're going to see a ton of pressure. So O-line's been working with it protection-wise. Gunny's got his eyes open. Isaiah had a great read the other day, and they're on the same page. Should be a great contest, a great challenge for us to step up and be the team that we need to be early in the season.
Certainly a great atmosphere as well. It'll be Kirkby Over Stadium Game 1 and Game 2. Missouri Western Saturday, 1 o'clock. The Jamestown Jimmies come into town the following week, Saturday, the 6th of September. You can grab your tickets, meet the team, meet the coaches, get refamiliarized with this roster, if that's a word, at GoAuggie.com. Coach Jerry Olszewski, wide receiver Isaiah Huber, defensive lineman Grady Sherman. Fellas, great to have you in studio. Go get them this year. We'll be rooting for you.
Bert, thank you so much. Appreciate you, my friend.
All right. Great stuff. And again, for you Auggie fans out there, go ahead and bookmark it in your calendar every single Wednesday at 11:20. We'll be talking Auggie football with Coach OJ. Excited to welcome him back into the studio again soon. But that's all for now because it's time to strap it up. I got a helmet in here, by the way. I'm about to throw this thing on, head out to Auggie's campus and see you show off that 5.640 time. And that's being pretty generous to yours truly. Probably a 6.6 at this point, if we're being real. We'll take the break. Come back. Identity crisis. A former NFL football player. I give you the clues. You tell me who the heck I'm talking about. You win an OPH gift card. It's that easy. Dial me up when I start giving clues. 605-362-3776. Adam Thielen back with the Vikings, what Minnesota gave up, what it all means, and why I like it. I like it a little bit for Minnesota. We'll dive into that coming up soon on this Wednesday edition of Overtime.
Don't miss a moment of local pro sports action. Stay connected and download the app for Overtime on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Well, that was a lot of fun visiting with Augustana Viking football in studio. Head coach Jerry Olszewski, also had wide receiver Isaiah Huber and defensive lineman Viberg, South Dakota native Grady Sherman in studio with us. Great stuff. An amazing season ahead, I'm sure, for one of the more consistent programs at the D2 level in an absolute gauntlet of a conference. The NSIC, Auggies pick second. Mankato is the favorite in the preseason poll. And you got Sioux Falls coming in at number 5, and I really like like USF this year as well. Man, oh man, going to be a fun fight to the finish line this year as we are ready to get started tomorrow night. USF at Black Hill State, 7 o'clock. Augustana home on Saturday against Missouri Western. That is a 1 o'clock start time at Kirkaby Over Stadium. For the latest on both great programs here in the 605, USFCougars.com, GoAuggie.com. And for you Viking fans, bookmark this time, just like Coach Glow at USF will join us Mondays at 11:20. Coach OJ will join us Wednesdays at 11:20 throughout the football season right here on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader. Do you want to win on a Wednesday? It's time for the identity crisis. I give you five clues about a former NFL football player, and you tell me who the heck I'm talking about. If you get it right, if you're the first to do so, you score a prize pack that always includes an OPH gift card for you to get your hands on some flapjacks. Maybe the Huevos Rancheros, fresh-squeezed orange juice, so much more, that crispy, thick bacon. It's time to test your wits with this week's identity crisis on Overtime.
I don't know. Who are you?
Me? I know who I am. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Well, this is exhausting. Let's see if you can tell us the sports figure we're talking about in today's identity crisis on Overtime.
Your calls are always welcome. 605-362-3776, the number to dial. Today's identity crisis is always brought to you by the very best breakfast place in the 605. That's the Original Pancake House, 41st and Kiwanis. Crispy thick bacon, huge omelets, fresh squeeze OJ, and so much more. Served with a smile at OPH. Here come your clues. Clue number one, a wide receiver of the past. Clue number two, number 87. Was his number throughout his NFL career. There is no way I've got a caller already that thinks they know this. Wide receiver number 87. Again, wait until you think you have an idea as to who I'm talking about. You're on with Overtime. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, what's today's correct answer? You have any idea?
See it one more time because I was on the phone.
No worries. I was given the clues for today's identity crisis, and I dialed up wide receiver and number 87, and I see you ring-a-ding-ding on the line. Do you know the answer already from those two clues, or were you going to wait in the wings for me?
I'll wait in the wings.
All right. Wait in the wings. Probably wise there. Here we go with the identity crisis. Phil, give us a call back as soon as you can. Again, dial me up when you think you know the answer. Wide receiver number 87. This player went to Michigan State University. Sparty, 1996, his rookie year in the NFL. 2009, his final year. 96 to 09, played for just two teams. Wore number 87 the whole way. Should be a giveaway now. Played for the Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears. Who the heck am I talking about? 605-362-3776 is the number to dial. That number again, 605-362-3776. Your clues for today's identity crisis. Win an OPH gift card and more. Wide receiver number 87 went to Michigan State, played from 96 to 2009 in the NFL, and played for just two teams, the Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears, the franchise where receivers go to die. Welcome back into Overtime. What's your name?
Malcolm.
Malcolm. What's today's correct answer, Malcolm?
Moose and Muhammad.
The moose is loose. That's right, Malcolm. You're our big winner. I'll grab your info from you here soon. The identity crisis, Moussine Muhammad. How about his career, by the way? Not a Hall of Famer, but certainly a really nice resume. 11,438 receiving yards, 62 touchdowns, played on a lot of bad Panther teams, played on a lot of bad Bear football teams as well, and persevered through all of it to have a pretty nice career. He's a member of the Panthers Ring of Fame, Ring of Honor there in Charlotte. Probably not going to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but a memorable player. I'll never forget Moussine Muhammad's 16 touchdown catches in 2004. And here's this for a ludicrous thing that happened in his career. I had to do a double take because I was 14 years old in the summer of 04. Moussine Muhammad had 1,400 receiving yards and 16 touchdowns in 2004. That offseason, the Panthers did not reach a contract extension. They did not pay him his roster bonus. They just straight cut the Moose out of Charlotte. He signs a six-year deal in Chicago. Things don't go great. Comes back to Carolina. Has a nice few years before he says die there on his career. But man, oh man, cutting a receiver after a 1,400-yard and 16-touchdown season, unheard of in today's NFL. Little factoid there, and congratulations to Malcolm, our big winner today for the Identity Crisis, always proudly brought to you by the Original Pancake House. See him at 41st and Kiwanis here in Sioux Falls. We take the break, come back with some NFL nuggets. The Minnesota Vikings land Adam Thielen. Finally, it's been a saga going on for about a week. The flirtation was real, and now they're back together again. Adam Thielen rejoining the roster. We get you the nuts and bolts of the deal, react to it a bit before we call it a first hour on this Wednesday edition of Overtime. Hour two, headlines, highlights, college football, NFL, season preview for my Green Bay Packers. And you know it's going to be overinflated and not fair and balanced, but I'll tell you, a fair, honest assessment to the Green Bay Packers offseason and what's ahead this year in 2025. That's all on the way. Wednesday edition of Overtime continues next, right here on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader.
It's so convenient. Sports on the go. Download the free app now. This is ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls Sports Leader.
Right back with you on this Wednesday, August 27th edition of Overtime. We have crawled our way through a long off season, and tomorrow we'll have college football and a lot of college football here in our neck of the woods out in Spearfish. We'll see USF take on Black Hill State, a 7 o'clock go time up in the Twin Cities. Minnesota home to Buffalo. That spread has enhanced. It's ballooned its way out to 17.5 points in favor of the Gophers. Nebraska-Cincinnati, that spread hanging around at 6.5 in favor of the Huskers. 8 o'clock tomorrow night on ESPN. I know a lot of fans of the Huskers here in the 605. Big season ahead, and it begins at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow at 8. By the way, congratulations to Malcolm. He was our big winner for the Identity Crisis, and the onus is on the listeners out there, but I'm going to put a PSA out again one more time. If you're a first-time caller and you win big on the show, and I'm talking to you in the break after you win, let me know. I'd love to get you hooked up with some swag here, a brand-new T-shirt, what have you, or a little bit beefier prize pack. First-time listener, welcome to town. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us. Let me know if you're a first-time listener, first-time caller, and you dial in and you win big. Would love to throw a T-shirt or some other kind of goodie in the prize pack for you. Let's dive right in. Speaking of goodies, Adam Thielen is back with the Minnesota Vikings. Brought him back as of today in a trade with the Carolina Panthers, giving the veteran receiver a chance to finish his career in the state where he was born, raised, and starred for most of his NFL career. Panthers will receive a 2026 fifth round pick and a 2027 fourth round pick. The Vikings get Thielen, a conditional 2026 seventh round pick, and a fifth rounder in 2027. So what the heck does that all mean? That's a lot to keep up with. Nobody's got a pen in their car tracking this down and saying, I wonder. That's why it's my job to tell you. If you get the point values established there with the picks themselves, what did Minnesota give up? Aggregated value, canceling out the picks, etc. Minnesota essentially gave up a fourth round pick this coming year to get Adam Thielen back in-house, and they'll pay the remainder of his salary in its entirety, $7 million for Thielen, and they are working on a newly revised contract, maybe multiple years, for Thielen to be back with the Vikings. Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you dislike it? As a Viking fan, we'd love to take your call, 605-362-3776. But again, they will pay Thielen's remaining salary for this year, $7 million, and they're giving up a fifth rounder next year, fourth rounder in 27 for a seventh rounder next year, and a fifth rounder in 2027. So a little bit steep. Yes. Is it that big of a deal? No. You're getting a rock solid guy who knows the offense, knows the team, knows the franchise, is ready to rumble into week one and continue to kill the Chicago Bears. Really like the get for Minnesota for a multitude of reasons. Security blanket for J.J. McCarthy, a guy that has worked out with J.J. in the past, knows him well. I think this is a huge get for Minnesota. Makes that offense just incrementally better.
And that's huge for JJ in terms of that Monday Night Football opener. You're looking around, you got Justin Jefferson. He's going to get doubled all night, if we're being honest. Probably tripled all night with hands on him at the line of scrimmage, if we're being real about the Bears' defensive game plan. Jordan Addison will not be suiting up for game 1, 2, or 3. And then you got maybe Jalen Naylor, you got Tim Jones, a couple other guys on the roster. Maybe Ty Felton can do something. But now you bring in Adam Thielen, a guy who can run those over-the-middle routes, sit in the hole, make a catch, get down for a first down, grind out some tough yards, use that mechanic workmanship that he's got at this stage of his career. This is a big get for Minnesota, and frankly, the overall compensation amounts to a fourth-round pick this year. Minnesota's going to get one of those for free for losing Daniel Jones. Oh, shucks, we lost Daniel Jones in free agency. Minnesota getting a fourth-round comp pick that is yet to be confirmed, but they're trading away what amounts to a fourth-round pick in value next year for Adam Thielen to come back. You don't have to love it, but you got to like it if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan on this Wednesday, August 27th edition of the show. We'll take a break, come back. That's the end of hour one. The podcast link will be up to listen back to Augustana Viking football live in studio. We had Grady Sherman, defensive lineman, Isaiah Huber, wide receiver, coach Jerry Olszewski in studio as well. Don't miss that. Listen back in a moment at ESPNSiouxFalls.com and on the free ESPN Sioux Falls mobile app. Hour two, around the corner, headlines, highlights, college football, pro football, a Packers season preview. I'm in heaven in hour number two. Keep with us. Join us next on Overtime right here on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader.